Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but what it lacks in veracity, it makes up for in unpredictable production value. And now, enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, here's what you need to know about...
Wait. Let me grab a pen.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do we have pens in this world?
Sorry? Yes, I grabbed the pen. You know, the place you put a pig?
Oh, you grabbed the whole pen?
Yeah, I want to slop around the mud while you list whatever you're going to list.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about a writing instrument from my world.
Oh, we have those.
Oh, are they full of ink?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you've never listened to the podcast before...
You were kind of flipping about that.
What's that?
You were kind of flipping about that?
I was a little bit flipping about that. I'm sorry, Chun.
No, it's okay. I'm not going to grab a pen.
Okay. I'm not that invested in the pen.
Well, I'm not invested in you recounting what's going on the podcast.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What? You really came out of the gate hard.
I didn't come out of the gate. I didn't grab the pen.
Oh, that's right.
I'm doing okay.
Oh, you're doing okay?
Yeah. I'm a little thrown.
Like a little...
Just a little...
Little King's Throne?
A little King's Throne. The Badgers got me a gift recently.
What did they get you?
They got me... It's like this weird... It's like a pay box. It's like a ghostly pay box.
Uh-huh.
And I open it up and inside there's a dog that had a clock in it.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about King stuff.
Oh, Chun, I'm sorry. I know the other Badgers really seem to hate you now that you're King of the Badgers.
Yeah, I think I'm finally coming around to realizing that. I mean, it's been a while we've talked about it, so I should have been, but the wool's been over my eyes, so.
Yeah, well, now you see. They're going to kill you. Those Badgers are going to kill you.
I need help.
You do need help. Anyway, if you've never listened to the podcast before.
Anyway. We're in the middle of a conversation. Let's just introduce Isidore.
Let me get to my thing, for the love of God.
Do you consider that your thing?
My thing?
Like I say, oh yeah, baby. Isidore says his full name, and your thing is just recounting, summarizing the podcast. Isidore, just pop in here.
I'm over at the bar. I'm waiting until some time to say my name.
Yeah, Look, I was going to do a clever spin on how I do what the podcast is about. Instead of saying a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon, I was going to say that, you know, a couple days shy of 41 years ago, I was born in a little town called Lima, Ohio. And
you're 41?
I am a couple days away from being 41. I was going to talk about how my birthday's coming up.
Oh.
But now we don't have to talk about it.
So the one time I interrupt you...
41 what?
41 years. Isidore, just come over here.
You're 41 years old.
I am not quite 41 years old.
I could have sworn you were much older.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, looking
also,
at...
Also, the one time you've interrupted me...
Yeah. Looking at the condition of your skin, I'd say 41.
41? Anyway, I feel great about turning 41. Thanks, guys.
WON is what I meant. Like 41?
41,
like,
yeah.
Age got to you.
Yeah, not one of your more complex puns.
I'm not trying.
No, not at all. Sean, what happened to us?
I don't know. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I'd like to reconnect.
No, I don't know why I said that.
No, it is my birthday.
Wait, what?
Today's my birthday.
Today is your birthday.
Yep. Well, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I'm a changeling, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And shapeshifters' birthdays also, you know, bounce around.
They shift.
So today happens to be, for this current, you know, iteration of what I am and my age, this is my birthday today.
When you have sex with someone and then take on their shape, do you then
take
on
their birthday?
Birthday?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Oh, but fear not, Chunt, for I have planned a fabulous birthday for you.
What?
Bring out the cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Bring out the dancers and the fire eaters.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Whoa.
The cake is so big that the fire dancers and fire eaters are on the cake.
The fire dancers?
Yes. Everyone, celebrate Chunt.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. And instead of candles, there's little horses with their hats on fire. Can I blow them out?
Blow out the horses.
There's an unsafe amount of fire.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is the best thing ever. Thank you so much, Isidore.
You're welcome.
This was incredible.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
What did you get him?
What did I get you, Chunt? I didn't know it was your birthday.
Not a good friend.
But you know what? You know what I got you? I know I also got all of us this for Winter Solstice, but I got us a spinoff podcast, Offices and Bosses, that is going to be on the house service very soon. Remember, we spent the whole week recording a bunch of games of Offices and Bosses.
Oh, yeah. Now yes. I recall.
So exciting.
Yeah, on January 11th, that's going to drop. You're definitely going to want to go to how.
Why would people drop it?
The series itself will drop.
And it could break. Don't do that.
Why is it that when
people
you say...
People of Earth, hear me now. It is imperative that you hold up Offices and Bosses and do not let it drop. For if it does drop and shatter into 1,000 pieces, then fear for the future of humanity. For this very game might be the thing that saves your very soul. I turn inward and look at yourself. Pretend to be in this game with us, and then learn to adventure in your own life, and then travel to Foon and join Usador's quest, which is starting in a few weeks.
Sure. Are you both on Red Potion? Like, I'm literally incapable of explaining anything.
I'm on Green Potion.
Let's be quiet for a moment, for on.
Okay.
Wait, you're on Green Potion?
Yeah, it just makes you apathetic.
Oh. How long have you been on that?
Couple decades.
Seems right. Mm. Anyway, definitely subscribe to Howl if you haven't already. Go to howl.fm/magic for a great introductory offer to Howl, and you'll be able to hear Offices and Bosses when it comes out. And some of that money goes to us.
We get money?
We get money.
I haven't been paid.
Happy birthday, Chunt.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. You were born in Ohio?
I was born in a medium-sized town in Ohio called Lima, Ohio.
Hmm.
And I was born from a dark day when the birds did see that evil was afoot, and did speak to the wind, and the wind did speak to fire, and fire did speak to the river, and they said, come forth, let there be a wizard that can save us all. And I stood up fully unclothed and erect, and I did say, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fiang Alec. The dwarves know me as Zurin Hook Stangjis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. Oh, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Names of such great power that if you were to speak them aloud, your very throat would ope.
Ope?
Your very throat would ope and fire would spew forth, and then your tongue would be swallowed back into your mouth and come out through the front of your throat. It's nasty.
Are we going to eat all this cake?
I mean, there's at least a ton of it, so I would say yes.
Okay.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I feel bad we haven't introduced our guest yet. You know, there's been so much upheaval in Foon. I kind of wanted to learn a little bit more about it, about what's going on with the goblins.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have on a goblin general, Libad. I believe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly,
Libad
Filatio?
Libad Filatio, yes.
And you're a goblin general.
I sure am.
Oh, there's nothing worse than bad Filatio.
I go by many names.
Oh, wait, General Libad? General Libad?
Yes, that's my name, General Libad Filatio.
Hmm.
What?
Do you have
a problem with that? Is somebody laughing?
No.
I can't see out of one eye.
Oh.
Who is this?
Hey,
what are you?
That's Chunt.
Chunt?
Enchanté.
So, what does a general in the goblin army do?
Everything. Ooh. I'm generally a general for the Queen's army,
mm-hmm.
Queen Fibromyalgia, may she ever reign in horror.
Yeah. Mm.
And I am specifically an executioner.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, perhaps you've heard me by my other names, Corpse Comptroller.
Corpse Comptroller.
Mm-hmm. Mascot of Murder.
Yeah.
Baby Grinder.
Baby Grinder. Oh.
Are you going to list all of your names?
That could be a worse thing, I guess.
How many more names do you have? Aren't you done yet?
Just one more.
Oh.
So
maybe
much
two
baby
if
grinding.
You don't watch yourself.
Excuse me?
Whoa, are we having a name-off?
Name night.
Name night.
Careful who you threaten, goblin.
Oh.
I am a dangerous wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius.
Call me not goblin, but call me Ash Plunderer.
Deom! Plunder that ash.
Oh, boy.
We steal...
What was your name? I couldn't hear.
My name? Which one?
That last one, the last one.
Ash Plunderer.
Uh-huh.
We plunder the fat ash of the elves.
Oh,
and we steal it and we take it to the natural kings of Cole so that they can give us information on those who want...
Oh, the natural king Coles. I love. Yes. I love the Nat King Coles.
They are very classic. Yeah. Classic foon.
And their daughter's pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Unforgettable.
Almost better.
Yeah, they are unforgettable.
Yeah.
We take it and we... trade that ash for some information so I know things.
Do they ever reject the ash and you just gotta back that ash up?
Sometimes, yes, we have to back that ash up.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Sometimes we just let it go and clap it out into the wind, make that ash clap. Sometimes we just drop the ash.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
Drop a grillo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usidor, you just seem upset.
I've been threatened by a goblin general. I do not take such a thing lightly, especially since your recent incursions upon the kingdom of the Belleroth have been quite terrible and terrifying.
Thank you.
Also, apothecaries often only will be paid in ash, cash, or gas. You have to give them a cache of chemicals, some ash.
Yeah.
Or, you know, trapped gases like...
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah.
We've plundered so much ash from the citizens that we do not now allow that as a form of currency to be paid to the apothecaries.
Yeah, it's like there's no ash left. You've just tapped that ash.
We've tapped the ash completely.
Now, I must ask you, Levad.
Look into my good eye.
Oh, there. Oh, I got you. Are we...
Mm-hmm.
We're on...
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what makes you wish to... embark on such terrible incursions and battles and create such terror and horror throughout all of Foon? Why not use your power for good and join Usidor in his fight against the Dark Lord?
Oh, Usidor. My fight is a good fight. Mm. I'd say a better fight than yours. We actually get things done, you
How
see.
Dare you?
That's fair.
What have you done? What have you done to discourage or derail the Dark Lord?
I am constantly working to undermine the Dark Lord by sending all manner of spies and whisperers into different parts of Foon to bring information back to me, and very soon...
What? You've never mentioned that before.
Yes, yeah. I've heard you've
I have.
Plowed a rack of ribs, but that's about it.
Hey, I love that rack of ribs. Now, and very soon, we are about to embark upon our quest proper.
Oh.
Yes, in just a few weeks' time, all things will be aligned, the moons shall be in the correct orbit, and we shall head out.
General Lee Bad Falatio waits for no moon, waits for no signs.
Then you are a fool! A fool, I say!
I make things happen. Already I have fairies everywhere. You know, your fairies can be bought with a buttercup.
Well, everybody loves a buttercup.
Yes, not as much as a fairy, though. You can derail a fairy with a buttercup, with a wink of an eye. Good eye.
Mm.
And I have them now spying on everybody.
So everybody's got spies. Chunk, as King of the Badgers, do you have spies?
Mm-hmm. I know your every movement.
Wait, you have spies spying on me?
Yeah, of course. Why? You seem surprised. Why would I not track my best friend to see if they're, you know, plotting any machinations against me?
John, why would I be plotting against you?
I don't know. That's my question.
Oh, unrest in the friendship.
Yeah. Everybody's turning against each other.
Hmm.
I don't think their friendship was ever all that restful, to be honest.
No?
No. It seems like there's...
What? Between you and me. Go ahead.
It seems like there's a lot of tension there.
Yeah. Was it not like that before?
No, it's always been like that. It seems like there's something...
Do you think they get like that's what their thing is and now they're uncomfortable to go any other route?
I don't think they know how to open up and really just be generous and kind to one another.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mostly emotionally stunted.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you're emotionally... Wait a minute. Chuck, what are you talking about? I was just whispering. You were spying on us, were you?
Yes, I was.
You're very good. Would you like to be recruited into my army?
Ooh.
Well, here, let's take a step back for a second. General Lee Bad Falatio, what is going on with the goblin army? So last we heard, Queen Fibromyalgia, Queen of the Goblins, Usidor.
May she ever reign in horror.
May she ever reign in horror. Usidor accidentally gave her confidence back with a fake magic rock.
Thank you.
I didn't accidentally do it. I meant to do it, but then she took it a step too far.
And now she's trying to take over all of Foon.
A step too far is the goblin way, can I tell you?
You know, I know maybe there's you can't share like all the secret plans of the Goblin Army, but what are some of the secret plans of the Goblin Army?
Some of the secret plans. The fun secret plans?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't. I couldn't.
Come on.
I couldn't betray the queen.
Just one so between friends.
So weird to see her smile. She has so many teeth. It's like Jelly Bad Flacio uses too much teeth.
Thank you.
Now, could I offer you a drink since we are around this table sitting here as friends and companionship? I offer you to bring you a drink from the bar. A cider or an ale? What is your pleasure?
Does the bar have leek juice?
Of course we have leek juice.
From the land of Wiki?
Yes. I'll go get it right now.
A thimble, please.
A thimble?
Yes, that's all
just
I need.
Just it? You don't want more
just
than that?
Just a thimble of Wiki leek, yeah.
I'll get you a double. I'll get you a double.
Oh, fine, thank you. I don't know. My tolerance has really...
Sure.
You might as well drink up. I mean, it has been snowing pretty hard, and I think we're stuck in here. I'd say we're snowed in.
And you know, snow here is actually shards of glass.
Oh, yeah, did you know that? So. I have not been out
recently.
Yeah,
you don't want
to
be
sorry, out. That's why I told you to try and catch a snowflake on your tongue.
Oh, John,
I'm sorry.
Again, the friendship.
Yeah, John, what's going on between us?
Sorry. Have I ever told you about the snowman we've made? There's a story about a snowman in Foon.
No.
He's a snowman that we built from the snow, from glass.
Yeah.
And then we put on a magical plate of armor on him, and he came to life.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been killing kids ever since.
Mm-hmm. It's my
favorite. But kids love that story. Kids love that
story. That's my favorite tale.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Yes. His name's Glassy.
Glassy
the Kill Man is what they call him.
Mm-hmm. I was told that story in the birth sack.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
When I was just a dripping wet goblin.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Disgusting story.
Thank you.
You don't want to hear Generally Bad Falacio talking about a dripping wet goblin?
Here we are. An ale for Arnie. Ale with raspberry juice for Chunks.
Yeah, King's juice. Thank you.
Yes, some wiki leek for you. And I, of course, shall drink 35 ounces of vinegar.
What? Why are you drinking that?
Are you
on
a cleanse? What's going on?
Who are you trying to prove yourself to, Isidore?
Oh, no one at all. I just want to show how tough I am.
That's disgusting. Ugh. And I'm a goblin.
That was so good.
Duh.
You're sweating profusely.
No, I'm not. I'm not sweating at all. I feel quite good, actually.
Oh boy, yeah. You
really
sort of
delicious.
You also stink of vinegar. Let's just take a quick break. Let's sort of air this side of the tavern out a little bit.
You are attracting a lot of flies, surprisingly.
Oh, and the charred horse. What is that charred horse?
Oh, I set a horse on fire.
Oh no,
that's one of my candles.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law & Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
So, General Falatio, what? Whoa, are you all right?
That was good leek juice.
Good leek juice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the fun secrets of the Goblin Army?
Secrets. Our army is full of secrets.
Sure.
But there are no secrets between friends, and we're all friends
here.
You know, I haven't had a friend in years.
Oh, now you have three.
Yeah.
No one is poor who has friends.
It's very true.
It's true. Wow. Unless your friends are all poor.
There's an old Foonish saying that if you are a person, a man or a woman, and you are one of those people who has friends and keeps them around you at all times, that you will always be wealthy, but not in the literal sense, that you are rich in spirit and mind instead. Mm-hmm. That's an old Foonish saying.
It's a pithy Foonish saying.
Yes.
You want to know secrets, huh? Gosh, that was good big juice.
She is drunk.
I
wow, that happened fast.
Have secrets, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, WikiLeaks.
The queen doesn't want you to know. Nobody wants you to know. I don't want you to know, but you're my friends, and I will tell you.
Yeah, just for fun.
I bribed the Tooth Fairy.
Whoa.
I bribed the Tooth Fairy to bring me back secrets, and I have them all.
One of your spy fairies is the Tooth Fairy?
Mm-hmm. The Tooth Fairy.
Man.
What is the Tooth Fairy in Foon?
When children lose their teeth, their parents take their teeth and they put them underneath a pillow. And then the Tooth Fairy comes at night and takes the tooth away and replaces it with a chicken wing.
And then the next morning, Glassy the Snowman kills that child.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. And then that child's spirit rises above. Well, if you've bought out the Tooth Fairy, it does. Uh-huh. Rises above where the sun is just about to set. Uh-huh. And a prism breaks out. And across the prism is delivered a tiny scroll. And on that scroll, which ends up in my hand, because again,
sure,
bought out TF.
Yeah, yeah.
On that scroll is written all the secrets of that child's family.
Have we ever told you about Prism Break?
Prism Break.
It's only been around for a few seasons. I don't know if it's even around anymore. I think it's...
It'll come back. So I read all the secrets of that family, whether or not they are aligned to our queen,
sure,
or whether they are for the Dark Lord himself.
What's that now?
The Dark Lord.
You have secrets about the Dark Lord that you can share with Usador?
Yes, I have secrets about the Dark Lord, and wouldn't you like to know? Sorry, I get peptic sometimes when I have...
All right. Here, drink some of this vinegar.
Ugh. You don't want to have it anymore. I don't know. I heard it from one of my old friends. She was just like a bare naked lady. She used to say, one leak, that's it. Cut yourself off.
That vinegar wasn't so bad. Maybe it's the leak talking, but that vinegar was not that bad.
Uh-huh. Evens you out.
So are you really that invested in Secrets of the Dark Lord?
Absolutely. He is our number one enemy.
He's my number one enemy.
Is he?
Yes. What? See, we have so much in common.
Get out of here.
Usador Leapad, see, you guys have common ground.
Yes, not that much, though. You haven't done much to get to him. I know what he wants.
I know what he wants. He wants Arnold. He wants all his secrets of Earth and Earthing culture.
But how does he want Arnold?
I don't know how to answer that question.
But generally, Bad Fellatio does. Dead.
Ugh.
Did she say dead?
Yes, in a very weird way.
I got peptic again, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about
it. Dead. You want him dead.
The Dark Lord wants me dead?
You?
No. Wants this Arnold person dead?
Arnold, yes. You were Arnie.
This is Arnie, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, he wants Arnold dead. Now, if you guys want to lean in and look into my good eye.
Sure.
The other one's all clouded over.
Yeah, I've been staring into that one. I thought it was a crystal ball.
No, it's just cataracts. I have the answer to why he wants him dead.
What? Every time she pauses between a word, it kind of looks like she's going to throw up.
Yeah.
I
being peptic looks abysmal.
Like I'm going to die myself.
Shut up.
I should have never had that leek juice.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks...
Yes.
In order to stop the Gremlin Queen.
The Goblin Queen?
Goblin Queen.
Uh-huh.
I've gobbled up too much leek juice myself.
Sure.
He wants
I think the Gremlin Queen went out during the day, and I think she died.
Oh.
Yeah.
She had a big meal or a little bit after midnight and went out into the sun.
And she died.
There
She's
was a little
like,
bit
Mogwai!
Of a ranch.
Why?
He wants Arnie in order to overthrow the Goblin Queen.
Oh.
He thinks that he is the only one to stop her. And so, the Goblin Queen wants him dead, too.
Ooh. The Goblin King wants Arnie dead?
No. What have I said?
So, no, you mean
hey,
Arnold.
Let me look
no, no, not me. I'm Arnie.
Arnie? No. Oh. Arnold.
Oh, what's the difference?
Hold on.
Excuse me?
What is that?
Wait.
Your name is Arnie.
My name
is
Arnie.
That's different than Arnold.
That is different than Arnold. There's so many different letters in that name.
Yes. So, the Queen wants Arnold dead.
All right.
Because the Dark Lord thinks that Arnold is the way to overthrow the Queen.
Oh.
Do you see this little twinkle in my cloudy eye?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Do you see my sharp razor teeth?
Yeah, too much teeth, too much teeth.
I am the one to deliver Arnold to her.
Well, we haven't seen Arnold recently, so I don't know what to tell you.
Arnie,
just curious, like, what happens when you find this Arnold guy?
I myself will sit upon his shoulder. In the middle of the night. And sing sweet melodies to him.
Okay, so not so bad so far.
As I slowly chew through his head sideways.
Oh, through the head sideways.
And then I take a dive down into his neck, through his body, and use it like a puppet. And then I control his body like that. My body inside his body, but my head popping out where his head once was.
Hold on.
And I deliver him to the queen.
One moment there, General. How are you going to sing and chew at the same time?
Busted.
Us goblins have our ways. Go ahead. Give me a, what is that, cake?
Yeah, here.
Give me a piece
cake.
Of cake. I'll show you.
She's eating cake.
Yeah, it kind of works. I could see where that works.
I mean, technically. Sure. Wait, no, I still feel like I don't fully understand.
Put a beautiful song.
No, just a little more. I feel like I need more.
Okay, please.
Can I try that? That seems really fun.
Harmonize with me if you like.
I'm going to sing a song, right?
Okay.
Goblins are going to kill you. Goblins are going to kill you. Goblins are going to kill you.
You're barely eating when you sing that.
Goblins are going to kill you.
Tonight.
I like that one. Why weren't you singing along on it?
I don't know.
Goblins
it's
are
upsetting.
Gonna kill you. Goblins are gonna kill you. Goblins are gonna kill you.
Come on. Be a sound machine.
I'm just really worried about this Arnold guy. I bet he's probably a nice guy. And, you know, he's got a birthday coming up. And he, you know, doesn't want to die really soon.
Give me more information.
Arnie, how can you be worried? When there are acrobats here for Trent's birthday!
Oh, wow. Look at that. Is that an acro cat?
Oh, wow.
Yes, all manner of animal are in this acrobatic family.
Wow, that is impressive.
Gosh,
you look worried.
I am. You know, I think I know where you can find this Arnold person.
You do.
Yeah, I think if you go to the Smoldering Widow... It's a bar, another tavern in Hog's Face. I think Arnold is there.
The Smoldering Widow.
Yeah. Go to the Smoldering Widow. You might have to wait there a couple days. But he usually comes in.
Give me a description. That is the one thing I have yet to find out.
He's very thin. Very athletic. Mm-hmm. Thin, blonde,
athletic.
Blue of eye.
Pretty short.
Usador, not anything too close to how I really look.
He's pretty short. He wears a different set of clothes every day. Mm-hmm. He can talk nonstop about anything. He never gets snagged up in conversation.
Very, very charming fellow.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spend a lot of time with him.
He has no wife, no child. We know that for sure.
No wife, no child. Aww.
Oh, no.
I wanted to leave behind a
you wanted to
mess
like...
for wife and child to find.
Yeah, you wanted a widow.
Yeah.
Widow.
And often I inscript my initials, my full name as well, underneath my initials on the backs of the children.
Oh, don't write that on children.
You write on children's backs?
Mm-hmm. Using my talons, my harpy talons. I stole them from the harpy harp.
Oh, from the harpy harp?
Mm-hmm, the one who plays the harp. You've never met the harpy harp?
I have not.
Oh, well, the harpy harp plays every morning at the crack of dawn in the center square.
Wow.
Her
it's quite
best
beautiful.
Song is Your Harpy Hop is Your Chance to Do the Harp.
Yeah, and her nose is big, like a pickle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I clip her talons every weekend.
Sure.
And it's a bit of a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, sounds
she
nice.
She has clipped talons for her harp to play beautiful music, and I use the tips to inscribe my name on the backs of children's skin.
And there is a rumor going around that I heard once that she got busy in a bathroom, but I can't remember what
type of bathroom. Where was that at?
Somewhere.
Where was that?
Some type of bathroom she got busy in.
Yes, I recall that, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, doesn't matter.
So this athletic, blue-eyed, brown-haired...
Blonde.
Short man who doesn't have a wife or any children. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poop sitting down.
How strange.
I did that three times.
What's that?
Nothing.
And,
Wait to the smoldering widow. I'll sure he'll be there any moment now. Happy to see you. Ready to have his head chewed off and have his body worn like a suit.
Oh, you know, I'm really glad you all had me open up today. You know, I don't get to do this often, and I've actually never sang the song of the head chewing to anybody while they were still alive, you know?
Wow, so we're the only living people that have heard that sound.
Yes.
I mean, it's still.
You're welcome. It's such a gift, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Feel free to come back and join us any
time. Oh,
fact,
I don't know. I don't have much time, you know. I've got to find Arnold.
But yes, if you want to cancel some battles and do less, you know... evil, you know. You
it's
can just come hang out with us.
Evil, we're fighting the Dark Lord. It's still good.
Okay. Yeah.
I also have to say, the sack that you brought in with, I'm guessing, your weapons in there, that's a cute sack. That's a really cute
sack. Thank you so much. That's my testicle bag.
No.
That's where you keep the testicles of your opponents?
No, it's called a testicle bag.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I just called it a cute sack.
No, it's filled with icicles.
Gotcha.
It's a test bag.
Oh, okay.
Of icicles.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So thank you for letting me open up.
No, thanks for coming by. Well, I think that's all the time we have.
This is the time where our guests leave, so...
Oh, fine, okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
Why don't you come over to the bar with me for a little bit, and we'll have one more drink.
Well, I'm just trying to get her out of here.
I cannot wait to kill Arnold, just so I can come back here. As soon as I kill Arnold, my schedule just opens right up.
That,
you know,
be
the
a
queen
great day.
Is insured for an eternal reign over this land, Foon, and I just want to kill him and eat through his head and sing the song and walk his body to the queen and present
wonderful,
it just
wonderful,
so I can.
Wonderful. I'm going to get her a little closer to the queen.
Can't right, wait till I kill him. I want to kill him.
You want another drink?
Oh, yeah, sure.
John.
Yeah.
I know there have been a lot of guests on the podcast who want me dead, but this threat seems more imminent than most.
Yeah, it did seem pretty sincere.
Like, she's going to chew into the side of my head and sing that song.
But that was kind of awesome, right?
I don't want that song stuck in my head.
Oh, real quick, I need a ruby. Someone give me a ruby.
A ruby? Why would
you take
a
it out of my crown?
Here, she said she put her whole fist in her mouth for a ruby.
Wait, use it. That's not useful.
What? No, it's a cool trick.
Stop
I want to see it.
Here.
It's going to be awesome. Here it goes. Watch this.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
That's the weirdest thing I've seen on a Tuesday. Jesus.
Oh, God. She's got her hand stuck in her mouth, but she's barfing around her hand.
It's amazing.
It's like when someone's barfing into their hand, but like they're barfing literally around their...
Oh,
my gosh.
Happy birthday, Chunt. This is all for you.
That was... Wow. Listen, I got your back, buddy, okay? So
okay, Chunt.
I know we've had some rows, but...
Chunt, I know we fight all the time, but if I do get killed, I want you to know that I consider you a good friend.
I consider you a good friend as well. You're my best friend. Yeah. And I'm happy that currently our birthdays are very near to each other.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
I love you too, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Shut up. So, Chunt, did you get any emails or anything this week?
Looks like we got a package through the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like this is from Peter in Birmingham, England.
Oh, they're shirts.
Yeah, some cool shirts. I got one of my face with a little crown on it. Says, King of the Badgers, baby.
Oh, wow. Hey, look on the back.
Proud owner of Choo Choo's Chow.
Ooh, all two right. for one. Oh, and I got a shirt as well. Extra, extra large for once, which is my size.
Put it on.
But a slim. But I'm like a slim XXL.
Now. Yeah, put it on now.
And the shirt says, I'm questing for the Lunar Sword. That's so great.
Oh, look on the back of that one.
Tomorrow. It says tomorrow. You got me, shirt.
Putting
you got
today,
my number.
You can do tomorrow. And there's one for Isidore that says Magic Rocks, and it's a pile of rocks.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, does it say anything on the back?
It's his full name.
Really?
Kind of.
That's a lot of text. Oh, it's in initials. That's fantastic. You know what? That actually just kind of made me forget for a second that I'm going to have the side of my head chewed off and I'm going to die.
Oh.
And I'm not even going to... This is the worst week for it. It's like it's my birthday's coming up, and also, I don't know if I've mentioned this, my wife, Sarah Maher, her birthday is this week as well. Like, this is a special time of year.
Why'd you say her full name?
Is that weird?
It just reminds me how weird Earth names are.
Arnie
Niekamp,
Sarah
Maher.
Like, we had a guest this week, General Lee Bad Fallatio.
Yeah, that's probably a family
normal?
Name. Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Well, Flatio's been around since, I don't know, Hundreds of years?
Hundreds of years, at least.
Well, I'm sure at first the name was passed down mouth to mouth, but I'm sure eventually it was when there was records taken, sure. Eventually.
Oh, sure. Oral tradition, yes, oral for tradition the Philadio.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you smiling so hard?
Ah, boy. I'm sorry.
Just, what about an oral tradition of Philadio makes you smile?
It just
so?
Makes me smile, even if it's generally bad.
Where did you get these shirts?
They were sent through the. They were shoved through the portal.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, it's all my initials on the back there. Wonderful. That way I won't forget the first letters of all of my names.
Maybe next time you introduce yourself, you just use the letters.
No. What are you talking about? I was having fun over at the bar.
I'm talking about how I'm going to die the week of my birthday.
Well, let's hide you. Let's do something. Let's be proactive.
Yes. You are integral to my quest, so it is my duty to protect you. Oh. Let me focus all my magical powers. I, in order here to keep Arnie safe and well, send him to another dimension and let
Wait,
it
what?
Not be hell.
Hey.
I keep Arnie safe within a cloud of kindness and cheer. Let
this?
Him be safe and
head.
No longer be feared. I, Arnold, now you shall go back to the place where you shall not feel pain. And though it shall be our loss, it shall be your gain.
There is no way of knowing.
Don't interrupt the spell! Don't interrupt the spell! Arnold messed up the spell.
He farted when he left.
Oh, Arnie.
Rude.
Who is that?
Whoa.
Oh, it's the memory gremlin.
Arnie?
Oh.
Holy shit, are you a badger?
Yeah, I'm a shapeshifter.
Holy shapeshifter. Shit, stop talking! Why
what?
Are you talking?
Sorry,
you're
I'm sorry,
badger.
I'm sorry.
Quiet. I recognize you, though you do not recognize me.
Oh,
I
no.
realize what has happened here.
Did we meet in college?
No, you are Sarah Maher, or Sarah Rockamp, or Sarah Niekamp.
No, definitely not Sarah Niekamp. I'm kind of a modern woman.
But you are the good lady that is married to our friend Arnold.
Yeah,
Arnie.
Have you seen him?
Yes, he's been here in Foon many months now. I think about a year and 9 months to be exact.
Yeah, about a year and 9 months ago, Arnie fell through a dimensional rift behind her Burger King into a magical land called Foon. It's kind of like Narnia or...
You may know it as Middle Earth, but we don't call it that. It's called Foon here.
Yeah, and since then, he also fell through with his podcasting equipment. He's been hosting a weekly show.
He was still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal
That's
through
what it was.
The portal
yeah.
from behind the Burger King, which allows him to upload a podcast.
I've never realized how helpful that is to say out loud.
Yeah, it really does
help
clarify
things happening. I feel like
you guys
have said it like 100 times before. It just rolled off your tongue.
Yeah, I guess it kind of did. And yeah. This is the Vermilion Minotaur. I'm Chunt.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmwanius Maystar. And Sarah, believe me when I say... There are other secret names you do not know yet.
Want some cake?
It's Chunt's birthday!
Happy birthday, dude.
Oh, thank you. You're great.
Thanks. This is a lot to take in.
The cake? Yeah, I know. It's like about a ton of cake.
Sarah, we got Arnie through it. We'll get you through it.
Again, another cross-dimensional event?
Yeah, there have been a lot of those lately, right?
And we are the sentries between worlds. Our job is to stop them from happening.
Right, and do we do something in particular to stop that, or...
Oh, Craig, I have this all laid out in Evernote. Despite my best efforts, we're now presiding over the most fragile cross-dimensional lining in the history of the universes. Our best hope is that most witnesses wandered off after that pen argument for the first 3 minutes.
We are transmitting, by the way.
Oh, and scene. Good work, Craig. What a fun improv exercise. That, listener, is what would have happened if any of that was real, which it's not. Those alarms in the background are just sensors that indicate when fun is happening. Anyway, Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Thought we were going to avoid the full name this week, then we got it twice. Shame on me for hoping. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adol Rafai. The Goblin General was played by special guest Atra Azdu. Atra performs with World News Tonight, Damn Gina Beats a Dead Horse, and Lil Tooties at Chicago's I.O. Theater. The nice thing about improv show names is how every word in human language will eventually be used. Oh, Earth Human Sarah Marr was played by Earth Human Sarah Marr. It's just a nonstop slip and slide leading into this dimension. It's the ending of Half-Blood Prince all over again. Speaking of which, I have to analyze the full extent of the damage. Take it away, Lil Tooties.
I like that name. You think you're making fun of me, but I like that name. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. And yes, the Offices and Bosses spinoff starts January 11th on Howl. Go to howl.fm/magic, poke around, see all the awesome stuff, and be ready for Offices and Bosses. Ooh, I can't wait. Maybe my character can be Lil Tooties.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.